Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This is Chris Brown, your host, and so glad that you are joining in today. I hope you're staying safe out there on this Black Friday. Stay tuned as we have some incredible Black Friday deals ourselves. And here at Ramsey Solutions, we have a deal you don't even have to wait in line for. The Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway at stewardship.com. Don't pass up a chance to win cash. That's right, C-A-S-H, cash. Also, life-changing books, home studies, and much more. Folks, we want to hear from you. Give us a call today, 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. Now, you've heard me talk about this $100,000 giveaway for quite some time now, and you've either chosen to engage or you've chosen not to. And if you haven't, shame on you. But I have got the first winner of the giveaway. He is on the line right now. We're excited to talk to Tyler. Folks, he won $5,000 in cash, and we're going to talk to him all about it. So we got Tyler on the line, and let's hear from Tyler. Tyler, how you doing?
Hey, Chris, it's an honor to speak with you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah, glad you're on. And you're $5,000 richer, I hear?
I am. So glad. So much.
That is so cool. And I think this is really good for us to, you know, you put together something, you know, you want to really reach out to the community, you want to minister to the community in this way and give away some money. And then to be able to speak with you is really, really cool and good for our listeners as well. Now, how in the world did you even hear about this?
Well, as a matter of fact, I first heard about the Do Christmas Right giveaway on your show, in fact. I was listening when the giveaway was first announced, and as soon as I heard that the giveaway was an option, I made my way to stewardship.com and entered right away.
That is so cool. So you are one of our winners. Now, how often did you register? Were you like a guy who's like every day by the book or just kind of maybe a few times?
Absolutely every day. I think I entered just about every day.
Okay, that's really, really cool. So I think what most folks want to hear is how are you going to spend the money?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm actually engaged, and on top of that, I'm debt-free. My fiance and I are working the plan separately, David Ramsey's plan, and we're both on baby step four. And we've actually been saving diligently for the past several months for our dream honeymoon. So I think the majority of the money will fund that. And, of course, being at the holiday season, I definitely want to give some more as well, and to help people truly need.
Yeah, well, that's really, really cool. So, I mean, you're kind of, you've got this big experience that's happened over the last week or so. When did you find out, and how did you find out?
So it's a funny story. I was traveling down to Louisville, Kentucky for Dave's Smart Money event, and I was actually, coincidentally, I think, I was listening to an audiobook. I'm in sales, so I travel around a lot for my job, and I was listening to The Richest Man in Babylon audiobook, which is one of the books I believe Dave recommends.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, sure enough, a call came across, and it was from Nashville, and I thought, oh my gosh, there's no way this is Ramsey Solutions. It's probably some cold call or something.
Yeah.
But sure enough, I answered the phone, and on the other line was one of the representatives from Ramsey Solutions, and she told me I was a finalist for the giveaway, and I just couldn't believe it. I was so happy.
Are you telling me that you were on your way randomly to a Dave Ramsey event and got a call from Dave Ramsey's team?
That's correct.
Oh, that is so much fun. And so, you know, so you're going to this event. Which event was it?
It was a Dave's Smart Money event in Louisville, Kentucky.
So where did you guys go from there? Tell me about this conversation.
Sure, absolutely. Well, she told me I was a finalist for the award, or excuse me, for the giveaway, for the grand prize, and I gave her some of my background. I told your representative that I was super familiar with the Dave Ramsey material. I've been following Dave for the last several years, probably since I graduated college in about 2010. My dad gave me my first Total Money Makeover book, and I haven't looked back since, and explained that I first listened to your show and heard about this giveaway on your show, Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and that made all the difference.
You received the prize, and you're on your way to a Dave event. Now, that is really, really cool. So I love
Absolutely.
It. Yeah, we're excited for you, and we're glad that, you know, someone who's been so engaged in Ramsey Solutions for so long that you are one of the winners. And it's so cool that you're about to get married, so it's going to go to a pretty cool thing. So as you're on that honeymoon, I know you're going to be thinking about a lot of things besides Dave and Chris, but think about us for just a moment, and we really hope that you enjoy the money.
Absolutely, Chris. I really appreciate it. I just want to thank my wonderful fiance, Paula. She's back in Louisville, Kentucky, listening, and she's been super supportive throughout this whole process, and I couldn't have done it without her, and certainly my family, who originally introduced me to the Dave Ramsey material, and you and your team, you guys are so professional. Dave, Chris Hogan, all of them were so professional and great about coordinating everything to surprise me with the giveaway win. So I appreciate it. And it just goes to show that if you handle money using God's principles, he knows and will, you know, bless you with more to manage.
That's awesome, Tyler. You're very inspiring. We appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next call comes in from Roy. He's in Bakersfield, California. Roy, how are you?
Real good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
We owe approximately, this is not count, with our home, we owe about $400,000. And without the home, it's about $130,000. And we bought the home only last March, but we have a good rate on that, and it's more of a long-term thing. The rest of the loans are, we have a couple of timeshare, a couple of cars, and I farm, and I have a couple farm loans, small ones. And but we are going to receive approximately about $150,000 of income, liquid cash that I could use that are in savings, different types of savings, a trust, and other investments that I've made. So we were just wondering if with $150,000 would almost pay off all our debt except our house, if that was wise to do. I'm 65 years old, so, you know, I'm not young. And we were just wondering, should we pay off our debts and use all the savings that we've accumulated, or should we just pay off the higher interest ones and go ahead? We're able to, I farm, and we're able to make our payments, and we're not upside down in any way. And this doesn't include the property I have. So that's what our question.
Yeah, what's the income plan from here on out? What do you have coming in?
I mean, crop-wise.
Okay. And what is that? Is that enough?
Crop-wise, yeah. Crop-wise, I'm expecting a net of about $1 million.
Okay.
For the 2015.
So you've got enough for retirement?
Yes.
Yes.
And plus, that's not the value of my ground. My ground is worth $5 or $10 million.
Okay. Yeah. So this $150K that you're about to receive, yes, pay off all your debt. Get out of all that consumer debt ASAP. And then what I would do is I would try to pay down your house as soon as possible too. You've got enough. You got enough going into retirement that it'd be great if you went into full retirement with absolutely no debt mortgage also.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking too. Even though they're good, it's an FHA, it's like 3.75, so it's a real good loan. It's still, we don't want to have bondage over us and to have the freedom to do what we want to going toward retirement.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, the biggest thing here is a change in behavior. So cars and the timeshares, you just got to be really careful. Proverbs 26:11 says, as a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. And so you've made some of those decisions and you've learned. That's fine. Thank God you've got such great income that, you know, that it's buying you out of this thing. But you just want to make sure that the behavior changes so that you don't get put yourself in that same spot.
Yeah, we realize that. We're very susceptible of going on these excursions and being talked into things, and we've got to get that out of that habit.
Oh, I've been down that road before myself, so I know the drill. Now, if I get offered anything, like, I won't even know if something's legit because I say no so fast. Out of a, you know, I don't even know, like, my, you know, some of my hotel points and stuff. Hey, just so you know, you've qualified for blank, blank, and blank. Nope, thanks. Nope, I'm good. Nope. And I have absolutely no idea if it's valid because I'm just staying away as far as possible. So I've just come to the...
we've kept our... we've kept our credit cards, and we don't have credit card loans at all.
Uh-huh.
We carry one just for emergencies, but but the other ones are, you know, they're nagging. So I think we, you know, you're saying what we're kind of confirming in our shadows, but we wanted to hear from somebody like you.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you're dealing with seven-digit numbers, any kind of points or anything that's going to come from a credit card or any kind of timeshare, you don't need that. You've got real money. You don't need to play around with all these little things, these little games. I think removing the risk out of your life is the most important thing.
Yes, and you know, there's always, the risk at my age.
Congratulations, Roy. You're in a good position.
Well, we hope to. The economy here, farming in California has been pretty good the last few years, and we've taken advantage of it.
That's great. Well, congratulations. We're excited for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Folks, I don't know if you've engaged yet on social media, but I'd love to connect with you there. I'm Chris Brown on Air on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. Again, that's Chris Brown on Air. The phone lines are open. Feel free to call 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. You can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And Cheryl sends in an email. She says, "Hey, Chris, love your show. I know you and Dave say cash flow college. So my college has a four-month pay plan. Is it okay to use that? It pays out before the semester is even over." I think what I would ask you to do if you were on the phone is sell this amazing opportunity to me, to just sell it to me. Like, give me your elevator pitch on why this is a good idea. Because I can almost hear it in your tone of the email that you know it's not. Two major things here, Cheryl. Don't engage in things that you don't have the money for. So if you don't have money to go into that semester, don't do it. Another thing that I'd like to tell you is interest paid is a penalty. Interest received is a reward. And do you want to be penalized? So even if it's only for a semester, my hunch is that there would be some interest tied to that, and you'll pay 4 months of interest. And I would not want you to do that. So you, you know, if there's no interest involved, there's no fees, obviously it's better, but no, I don't like you doing anything you cannot afford. And if you feel this pressure, this fear and pressure, you've got to go to school this semester, that fear and pressure is not from God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind or self-control to wait a semester, to wait until you actually have the money to be able to do it." So I'll tell you just what I tell my kids when they want to go across the street. They want to, around sundown, they want to go around across the street to get some candy from Walgreens. Could they do it? Yeah, they could. But why in the world would we invite that kind of risk in our lives? So I ask them, "You need to wait 30 or 40 minutes until Dad is ready to drive you over to Walgreens." They could. They probably could ride their bikes over there. But we're not inviting that kind of risk into our lives. So that's what I would tell you. But thank you so much for your email, Cheryl. Well, folks, we want this to be your best Christmas ever. Tune into the show and visit stewardship.com all season long for tips and encouragement to make this your best holiday season ever. Also, we are really excited about, as part of Ramsey Solutions, we are celebrating Christmas with the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway. Go to stewardship.com and click on the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway banner and enter to win. Now through December 21st, there will be weekly winners, win valuable prizes like life-changing books, our most popular classes, and much more. Enter once every day at stewardship.com to win. Again, we want you to do Christmas right this year. Head over to stewardship.com daily and sign up for the $100,000 giveaway in cash and prizes.
We appreciate you joining us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you'd like to ask Chris a question, email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Again, you can call in at 866-357-3283. And this next call comes in from Boise, Idaho. This is Joe. Joe, how you doing?
Good, sir. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, it's my honor. How can I help you?
Well, I have a history of compulsive gambling, and I relapsed about 2.5 years ago. And I've been going to counseling for 7 months, and I haven't been gambling, but the time has come that I need to pay the debt that I accumulated while I was gambling. And I want to pay it. I'm a Christian, and I don't think I need to try to avoid this debt in some way. And my question would be, it's $50,000. It's a horrible, horrible amount, and we're going through some grieving over it. And I've got $50,000 in a 401k, and I've got about $140,000 in equity in my home, which is about paid off.
Okay.
And I'm just not sure what to do.
Well, Joe, I just want to applaud you for the courage to be able to reach out and ask for help. And I also want to applaud your self-awareness. It seems like you've got a good grasp on the destructive behavior and the plan of action, and I admire the character of you wanting to pay off the debt. So I just want to applaud that and just, you know, encourage you in that way. Now, what do you mean by right away? You said it's time for these debts to be paid right away. What does that mean?
Well, right away to me means so far I'm fairly current on all the credit card debts.
Okay.
And $18,000 personal debt. And but the credit card people, I haven't, I've missed a payment now, and they're saying, hey, you know, we're going to have to report this if you don't pay it soon. And I want to pay it.
So there's a due date. Is that all it is? Where's the pressure coming from?
Well, it's the pressure is coming from all the grieving that we're going through, having, you know, that I've had to share with my wife. It's
okay.
been a very difficult time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And for us to make the next step towards some sort of recovery in our relationship and
right.
and in our finances, I need to make this decision to move forward.
Okay, well, that's what I needed. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't any kind of super, you know, because we would not encourage you to cash out a 401k unless you're facing bankruptcy. Possibly being homeless, losing your house, you know, or maybe jail time. So if those are the things that were pending or some kind of danger, I don't like you cashing out your 401k. So that's your first question I think you had. Now tell me a little bit about your income. What's your income household?
We're a single income family, and I make under $50,000 a year.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about your house. Do you have... what's the square footage of your home? How long have you owned it? All that kind of stuff.
It's a small home, 1,100 square feet. We've owned it for 25 years. I owe about $13,000 on it, and it was due to be paid off here in about a year and a half.
Okay.
My wife has been looking so forward to having a mortgage paid off.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a really very rough time.
So, I don't like you cashing out your 401k. If you wanted to downsize your home so that you can pay off these loans, you could. But with you being so established in that home, that might not be the best. And it's 1,100 square feet, so it's not like you have excess square footage you're not using. So I don't like that either. It might just mean you attacking these little credit cards, not little, but putting them in a debt snowball. Let's list them, smallest to biggest. What are they all?
Okay. I've got a line of credit for $1,500 would be the smallest.
Okay.
On a checking account. The next one would be a credit card with the bank for $3,000.
Okay.
Then I've got one with a sporting goods store that is $7,000.
Okay.
I've got two other credit cards with that same bank for $10,000 each, and then I've got a personal loan that I'd taken out over a year ago that was $22,000. I've got it paid down to about $18,000 right now.
Okay. What is your mortgage amount?
Yeah, $750 a month.
Okay. So I think you guys want to live. You want to set a budget for $35,000, $40,000 a year which you should be able to do because your mortgage payment's so low in comparison to your income. And you just want to pay on these aggressively. So what you're going to do is you're going to pay as much as you can on the $1,500 one while making minimum payments towards all the other ones. And then when the $1,500 is gone, you're going to attach the payment that you were paying towards that and add it to your payment to the $3,000. And you're going to take each one of those out one by one, the smallest ones first, while making minimum payments on the rest. That's really where you want to go. And it's going to take some time. So if you were to budget and live a lifestyle of $40,000, it's going to take 5 years. If you do $35,000, it's going to take less than that. But that's if you guys don't get any other additional income, which would totally, you know, make everything accelerate rather quickly. If you have any assets, sell them. Any extra work, do it. And as much as you can minimize your lifestyle and eat beans and rice and ramen noodles, I would do that as well. But you don't need to trade in the 401k, and you don't need to downsize the home.
I can see what you're saying, and how that would be great if I can do that. If I could get a part-time job, maybe all of that would work out then.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some intensity. That's not going to happen on accident. The average person in America has 6 to 16 years of debt, so you're not abnormal. Whether it's about gambling or something else, this actually is not that abnormal of a scenario. However, when you're intense and you get after it and you do what we call Financial Peace University, which I think I'm just going to send that to you. Amanda, we're going to send that to him. We're going to send you the Financial Peace University home study. You can work it out with Amanda on whether you want the home study or if you want the full-blown class. And you can hook up with a local church there and take a class with some other couples. You can be as anonymous as you want to be in that class. But the camaraderie that happens in a class and the unity that happens and the encouragement, I actually think you need the class more than the home study. But when you do it that way, we're seeing that people get out of debt in 18 to 24 months on average. And I think you can do that too. It's just going to take some intensity.
Wow.
Okay? Do you promise you're going to use it if I send it to you?
Well, absolutely. I'm looking for any help, any way I can get it. I just got out of a counselor's meeting, and I'm going to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting this evening. I have been going, and I'm doing a Bible study on Monday nights that's geared towards compulsive, addictive behavior.
Yeah, so you're doing all the right things. That's very good. We're cheering you on, and I pray that your wife is cheering you on as well.
She is. She facilitates a women's Bible study in the summertime on forgiveness and grace.
Oh, good.
And so that's the only thing that's pulling her through right now.
Yeah. You know? Well, and another thing that's pulling her through is your humility. Just keep walking in that humility, and just, you know, when we make mistakes, we just got to live with it and try to do the best we can to repair it. So you're doing all the right things, and we're cheering you on, and we're proud of you.
Well, thank you.
All right, stay on the line. Amanda's going to hook you up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. We do have another email here from Damaris. She says, first of all, your radio show has been a tremendous blessing to our family. Thank you for all you do, for the word you share, and for the encouragement you provide every single day. All of that keeps us going. We're on the 7th week of Financial Peace University on Baby Step 2, and we have paid off $27,034.17. We have a long way to go, but we know that with the help of the Lord, we will reach our goal of being debt-free. My advice to everyone on Baby Step 2, focus on the goal. Don't give up. It may be overwhelming at times, but it will be so worth it at the end. Don't give up. Hashtag gazelle intense. I was kind of waiting for a question to pop out of there, and it wasn't. It was just encouragement. So wherever you're at today, man, receive that. That's an incredible encouragement from Damaris. All right, folks. Well, that is our show for today. Hope you're having a great Black Friday. And I want you to, first of all, take a minute each day this weekend and sign up for the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway at stewardship.com. That's being brought to you by Ramsey Solutions. And there's a cash prize winner every stinking week. And it could be you, but only if you head over to stewardship.com right now and all weekend. Folks, have a great weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.